Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Welcome back to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I want to ask you a question. Do you recognize the difference between being alone and being lonely? Just want you to sit with that for a minute. What is the difference between being alone and being lonely? And I thought this was going to be a good topic today because that is one of the exercises that I have my clients do. And this year of 2022, I have spent a lot of time alone. Whereas in the past, it was a struggle of mine. Not even going to sit here and lie. When I had to be alone, if my partner wasn't at home, my kids weren't at home, like for a weekend, I found myself getting antsy. I would find myself getting anxious, like walking circles in the house. So I would go out to eat, or I would find friends that didn't have anything to do. I would go window shop. I would go shop. Whatever I could do to not be alone. And I had to get curious about that because my partner would always say, he'd be like, why can't you just be alone? Why can't you just sit down, relax, and be alone? Because he's very content with being alone. He is okay with going out and doing stuff by himself, chilling at the house by himself. He actually says he enjoys when the kids and I go away on a vacation or something. Because he literally does nothing. He sits at the house, naps, watches TV quietly. It is just him and he's happy with it. So this year I was like, okay, I'm going to sit and figure out what it is that keeps me from wanting to be by myself. So based off of my experience and the experience of my clients that I have do that, it definitely has to come. It comes back to how we feel about ourselves and what's going on in our head and what we're running from. So before we go into the experiences that I had and my clients have had, let's kind of hash out the difference between alone and lonely. So, and I have my little notes so that I can stay on track and not ramble. So alone is, it's a physical state. You are physically alone. The fact is, no one is around you. You are by yourself. And there is joy and peace in being alone, right? Now, lonely, there is this physical reaction. There is this physical and emotional reaction to lonely. It is an emotional state. We can make up a lot of things in our head about being lonely, why we're lonely, which then gives us a physical reaction. Our heart hurts, our body aches, you know, it builds up a lot from that emotional state. And it can also stem from not being seen. Not just not being seen from other people, because it's very possible to feel very lonely in a room full of people or a group of friends. You're not seen, or what you would recognize as not being seen. So not only not being seen by others, but not being seen by yourself, not understanding yourself, not hearing yourself. So there are levels to loneliness. You're lonely when you're with people. You're lonely when you're by yourself. Now, feeling lonely is normal. It doesn't always mean that you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself. But if you recognize that every time you're by yourself, you get hit with this. From my experience, it can be a very overwhelming feeling of I am so lonely. No one wants to be around me. Everyone has things going on. It can be very overwhelming. That excessiveness means there are some things to be curious about. There's things to dive a little deeper into to figure out, well, why am I feeling that way? We need a happy medium of spending time alone by ourselves and engaging with people. As humans, we need to be around people. We need that support. We need that interaction with another human being. It just, as humans, that's what we need. We're not put on this earth to solely be alone. And I know a lot of us probably thinking, oh, but girl, I'm fine. I'm fine being alone. I'm here to call BS on that, okay? I'm here to do that. And I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with being alone, with having that relationship with yourself. But you do deserve to engage with other people, to have a connection with other people. So here's what happens, what I've noticed for myself and I've noticed with my clients when it comes to being lonely. We end up putting ourselves in situations that we really don't want to be in to drown out the idea of no one wants to be around us, or the thoughts, not even the thought of no one wants to be around us, but all the other thoughts that you don't have to listen to when you're around other people, when you're distracting yourself. They're not as loud. Those thoughts, honey, everything that you possibly could think gets so loud when you're by yourself. Oh, it's so loud. And you have to find a way to cope through that. You have to find a way to sit with those thoughts and confirm or deny what is going on in your mind. And there are some things that I have done, I know friends have done, clients have done, when they're feeling lonely, when they're in that emotional state that they feel like it's going to make them feel better, and it doesn't. So drinking, it don't help. It doesn't help. And I think about all the times I was by myself and I'll just have a glass of wine and I have another glass of wine. I'm gonna make me a drink. And it for a quick minute, like that, maybe that first drink, it makes you feel better because, I mean, it stimulates the dopamine release, that feel good, that feeling of feeling good. Oh, this feels so good. But we have to remember alcohol is also a depressant. So at some point it's gonna make you feel worse. If you started off drinking feeling bad, you feel that peak and feeling good, and then it's just gonna drop. You just gonna feel bad, especially when you get drunk. So not only do you feel worse, but now you wake up the next day with like a hangover and all of that, a headache, and it's just, is it worth it? So let's not drink. The numbing. So when you think about numbing, binging TV, excessively scrolling on social media, those are ways to numb out being alone. It doesn't help. What it does is it takes away your time. You're giving away your time to technology or devices. And I'm here to tell you that doesn't help either, because once you've binged or once the days or the weekends have gone by, you're like, what did I do with my time? Now, I'm not here to say that it's not okay to binge watch sometimes. Sometimes you really just want to get caught up on your show. You have to recognize what the difference is for you. Why am I doing this? Am I doing this to numb out my feelings and my thoughts so that I don't feel alone? So I don't feel lonely? Or am I doing this because I really need to get caught up? Because she got this going on, and I know they connected, and I know that people are going to talk about it this week, so I want to be able to have a conversation. It's the difference. And then just escaping with drugs or sex can be an escape. Having sex. So remember I said doing things that when we do them, we're like, why did I do this? Those are ways to escape feeling lonely. That's when we start hitting that phone number to someone we don't really want to engage with. That's when we start answering those, hey, big head texts. Well, maybe yours isn't, hey, big head. You know, maybe yours is, what you doing? We start answering those messages because I would rather be with that person, entertain that person, than to be here feeling lonely. Those particular activities, like I said, they're not going to help you. But if you find yourself doing them, I encourage you and invite you to be curious about why you're doing them. And what is this disconnect that you have with being by yourself? So for me, my experience was the different thoughts that came into my head.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.